Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie, of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. While the House was in session this week, working on a number of pieces of legislation, including a package that's hopefully going to get at some of the overregulation, particularly of business in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Well, in an effort to boost Pennsylvania's economy by helping job creators, the House recently passed a multi-bill package to cut government reg tape and reduce burdensome regulations while still maintaining the integrity of health and safety regulations. Among the bills are those that would review statutes and regulations for possible repeal, improve the review process for regulations that impose a major cost burden on the state, grant the General Assembly authority to repeal any regulation in effect without the governor's consent, reform the permitting process, and require each state agency to designate a regulation compliance officer. Pennsylvania has currently more than 153,000 regulatory restrictions on the books that stretch across every industry operating within the Commonwealth. And again, the effort here is to make sure that we are smart about our regulations, making sure that we're protecting citizens across the Commonwealth while also not overburdening the industries that want to have jobs here in our state.
Some legislation was also approved that will help people who receive a number of monthly medications and sometimes need to make many, many trips to a drugstore. What's going on here?
As a way to help senior citizens and others who take monthly maintenance medications, the House this week passed legislation that would allow customers to synchronize the refilling of their prescription drug medications. House Bill 1800 would make filling prescriptions more convenient, as it would eliminate multiple visits to the pharmacy by allowing all prescriptions to be filled on the same day each month. Different refill dates throughout the month can make it difficult, especially for those who use public transportation, to go and pick up their medicine. Studies have shown that when the refill of medications are not synchronized, a reduction in taking medications also occurs. Currently, customers can request this synchronization, but this bill simply puts the practice into state law and prohibits an insurance company from denying coverage for a partial fill of a prescription in order to facilitate the medication synchronization. 35 other states have already enacted or introduced similar legislation, and the bill now goes to the Senate for their consideration.
Also, there's been a lot of concern about the workforce and making sure that we're educating children for the jobs of the future. And I understand a number of bills are under consideration that will address this. Give us some of the details.
Education and workforce development are some of my top priorities in the General Assembly. And to help job creators fill in-demand jobs both now and in the future, the House has overwhelmingly approved a nine-bill bipartisan package to improve career and technical education opportunities and enhance science, technology, engineering, and math curriculums. The package includes a variety of measures to promote public-private partnerships, remove barriers for qualified career and technical educators, expand awareness of training opportunities, and increase flexibility for innovative secondary career and technical programs. Additional features of the package include bills to enhance and promote articulation agreements, develop and maintain comprehensive online career resource centers, coordinate state-level career exploration and workforce development, and improve local and occupational advisory committees. It would also add K-12 teachers to the membership of the Workforce Development Board. The package of career and technical education bills now heads to the state Senate for their consideration.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.